Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And we are joined in the studio by...
I'm Belinda Chi.
Hello, Belinda Chi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good.
We're all good. Have you been busy?
Not too bad.
Okay, what have you been up to? You're looking very pretty today,
yeah.
So clearly you've been up to something.
Yes, I have had my recording for my talk show. Mm-hmm. It's called Bella on NTV7. And also I've been busy, you know, trying to get some acting gigs as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's been a while. I stopped for a while, but now I'm trying to get back, so...
Why did you stop?
Well, it just took a lot of time, and at that time, I just had my child, so now that she's 4, I'm thinking, yeah, it's probably time get back into it.
Life kind of gets in the way sometimes, right?
Yeah. It takes a lot of time. I mean, acting, you're like 15 hour on set, and you get home at midnight or 1-2 a.m. in the morning.
You need a work balance.
Yeah,
know,
and you have to get back to work at 5 a.m. in the morning. You don't get to see anyone.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, know how that feels, right? Folks, very quick reminder, we have a giveaway this evening, of course, like every night, 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember. We'll need your full name, your IC and everything. Don't forget to listen out for the ads in between. Nice little bell you've got there. There we go. If you have any questions about the bell, it's because we had a co-host once in a while who couldn't remember the telephone number. So every time we rang the bell, he could remember the number. It was like magic.
Wow, it's like the Pavlov.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And if you want to get in touch via Twitter to ask us or Belinda any questions, we are at BFM TTON or at BFM Radio.
That's right.
Right.
Now, what's next?
Well, I was going to ask you about Bella TV. Right? How's that going? How long have you been doing it now?
Well, it's been a year and a bit now. Mm. I started in September of 2014. Mm. Well, Bella has been on for about 4 years now on NTV7, and it's an award-winning women's talk show, and it's possibly the only English local talk show there is.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it was a good transition for me because previously I was on 8TV when I was much younger, of course. And it was like a teenage, very fun kind of show called the 8TV Quickie.
Yeah.
And now that I'm a bit grown up, this is the perfect transition for me. And I'm learning so much from the show. I mean, with our different guests every time. And we have different topics that we cover, from health to beauty to lifestyle, fashion. Right. So, yeah, it's right up my alley.
I mean, we've had quite a few of the 8TV Quickie hosts here.
Megan Tan, Jen Chia.
Do you still occasionally tune in to see, you know, how it's going?
You know, that's the thing about people working on TV. We don't actually watch any TV.
Right.
It's just like us.
You don't listen to radio, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless you're driving, of course.
Unless you're driving or you've downloaded a podcast or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's just one of those weird things that when you're in that industry, I mean, you know, there's times when I would get home back when I was in the UK and my mum would be like, why are you so quiet after work? You know, you've spent the entire day talking and all you want to do is just be quiet.
Time,
there's nothing
time,
wrong with that, right? Yeah. Right, folks, we need to take a short break. I want to stop talking for just a minute.
You should, really.
I should. Okay. Okay, done. If you want to get in touch, we are at BFM Radio, of course. And once again, 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. More from Belinda and news from Page 2 coming up. What's your story again?
Oh, breast milk jewelry.
Mm. Breast milk jewelry. Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it will
be. I'm sure you can't wait to listen to my story.
I'm sure it will be. Yeah, all right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, folks. Please don't go anywhere. It's BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Joined by...
Belinda Chi.
So just before the break, we're having a little bit of a chit-chat, getting talking. Let's kind of open things up a little bit. So tell me about... you grew up in Sarawak, right?
Yes, I was born and raised in Kuching, Sarawak. And right after I finished high school, Form 5, I came over to Kuala Lumpur, and that was 16 years ago. So
wow.
Do the math.
And
what made you want to come here then?
My dad, my father actually, he got a job here.
Yeah.
When I was 15, mm-hmm. So he came over first, but because I was still in my swim squad back then, and also because of school, they didn't want to relocate me.
Right.
So my mom and myself, we were still back in Kuching until I finished Form 5. So,
So how did you move into entertainment industry then?
Oh wow!
I'm just gonna sit back.
It's a long story. Well, I can cut it short for you.
No need.
So I came over to KL. I went to college, and I went over to Australia to further my studies. Uh-huh. And when I came back, I got my first job in as a production assistant in ATV.
Okay.
And at that time, what I wanted was just to produce TV shows because I really had interest in that. And so I was producing for quite some time, and then I saw an opportunity come up at Astro. They were looking for a VJ on hits.tv. And without just thinking much, I just went for the audition, got into the finalists, and was top three. I didn't win that competition, but it sort of opened up a lot of doors for me. So I started hosting some music shows on Astro Hits.tv, and from then on, I got an opportunity to go back to 8TV to host a travel show. So that's when it all started. So in a reality show.
Right.
So if a lot of times girls would come up and ask me, you know, how do I get into this industry? I guess my best answer to you would be just put yourself out there.
Right.
Join competition, join contests. If you really want to be in this industry, that's what you need to do. Just put yourself out there.
Just be out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my question for you is, you know, obviously you worked as a producer for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have plans to move into presenting and being on TV at any point before you became a producer? Was that kind of your way in, would you say?
Of course, like every little girl dreams of being on TV, celebrity, you know, a pop star. I wanted to be a pop star when I was younger. But anyways, I guess at that point, I didn't have the confidence. I don't think I could have done it at that point. So I thought this would be my sort of closest way to be in the industry that I so love, because I mean, I love everything and anything about entertainment. Back then, when I was younger, I watched a lot of TV, and I loved everything about it. So that was my sort of my, wasn't really a plan B, I would say. It was sort of my other choice, you know.
Because you do see it, I mean, you know, whether it be TV or radio or whatever industry, you know, people working as first assistant producers and then producers.
Yeah.
And you can see they're always waiting for that
opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's how I started as well. I'm an assistant producer at BFM here. And I've always, once I graduated, I've always wanted to be on TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, how do I get in? And I ended up in radio since I came here from the UK.
Yeah. It's just one of those weird things, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I like you were saying, Belinda, it opens up so many doors for people.
Yes, it does.
You know, even just coming in as an intern, for example, you're meeting all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're exchanging telephone numbers, you're exchanging business cards. And then it's just that one time when you think, oh, I remember somebody who came in and we talked about this. I'll just pick up the phone, just on the off chance that maybe they'll do that, right?
Just seizing the opportunity, I think, when it presents itself.
Right.
And like for me, it was that ad I saw on TV when I was alone at home one day, and they say, oh, do you want to be on TV?
Yes.
Like,
But I mean, we have this little sheet here, which is kind of a bit of a stalker sheet, which, you know, which tells us what you've been up to and one thing or another. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you hosted the telecast of Lee Chong Wei's live wedding.
Oh,
how did that come about?
Oh my gosh, that was that's Why something that I want to like erase from my
really?
Memory.
Really?
Because I was roped in very last minute,
right.
Like. I think it's his wedding. There were two parts to his wedding. There was the royalty side, and then there were the public side.
Right,
so I was
supposed
to host the public one, and it was a live telecast on NTV7. So the producer, my producer friend from NTV7, called me up because they wanted a bilingual MC to speak in English and Mandarin. And at that point, I had just got off confinement. I just gave birth to my child, and I was thinking, why not?
Why
this
not?
Might be a great opportunity to just get back out there. And so I took it up. And it was... First of all, it was... I didn't know what I was doing at all.
Right.
Like, we didn't know. The whole production team didn't know what was happening because there were... the communication between the people, the planners, and the production team, it was disjointed. Like, people didn't know what was going on.
It sounds like a familiar tale.
And I didn't know much details of what is going to happen during the entire wedding.
Right.
And at the same time, we weren't supposed to... We couldn't show the performances that were happening... on the show, like
at the wedding,
because we needed license and whatnot for the performances to be on TV. So after the fact, after the entire thing, people were commenting, "Why is this host so kepoh? Like, cannot stop talking, even when we want to look at the performances, even when the MCs are talking." Uh-huh. And I just had to blabber on. I didn't know what I was saying. I was just talking because I had to talk. It was life, you know.
Yeah.
And that was the most,
I
don't know,
tough.
I felt the backlash of that. Yeah. Like, people coming onto my Facebook and say that I was crap and, like, you know, you shouldn't be on TV and, like...
But I think the whole idea of like, having a live telecast of somebody's wedding, regardless of who it is, I think is an odd thing anyway, you know?
I mean, how often do you see a live telecast
of a
wedding?
It was sponsored, so, yeah.
Right, right. But I completely understand where you're coming from because a few years ago... I was doing a live telecast of when China were launching the Shenzhou 7 rocket into space. And so we were kind of ushered into these very secret kind of Chinese version of NASA, and we were in the bunkers doing. And they're like, "We'd like you to do a live telecast of what's going on." I had a Chinese co-host, and there was me doing it in English. And it was literally just a video feed of astronauts inside a rocket. It doesn't change, you know, until they're actually up in space. So you have to talk regardless of what's happening.
That's right.
And you're just like, what am I going to talk about?
I was standing by the side of the stage doing the live telecast, having everything happen behind me.
Right.
And, like, at the end of the day, people don't see what is wrong with the production
or
what is wrong with the wedding.
Yeah.
All they can see is you just blabbering on about nothing.
And in your head, it's going a million miles an hour of what am I going to talk about now? How do I not sound like a fool? You know, all of these things, right?
It is so difficult.
It is so difficult.
And I couldn't hear a thing. Mm. Like, because it was so loud, the band was playing. I couldn't hear my producer in my ear. And I didn't know when it was... when we had to cut for a break. So, yeah, that was... truly one of the worst experience of my life.
Weren't there anyone giving you signals or anything?
There was an FM. There was a floor manager. But still, I mean... Mm. And I had to speak in Mandarin. I haven't spoken in Mandarin in ages. So, like, I had to interview one of the Chinese badminton players and whatnot. So, and then I had to interview Taufik as well, Taufik Hidayat. And people were, like, complaining, why didn't I interview him in Indonesian, like... Like, I know Indonesian. Wow.
I'll just pull that one out of my back pocket. You know, easy as that. Okay, Belinda, that's been a nice, lovely chat. Okay, we've got to take a short break, folks. We'll be back after these messages, of course. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We've got news from Page 2 coming up, and of course, Smarty Pants. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Belinda Chi.
So we've just had a lovely chat.
Lovely.
About what it's like to be, like, put in the spotlight, left in the spot, having to dig your way out of things. It's very difficult sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. You know when you've got one of those guests who comes in and they don't want to talk as well? And they answer with, yep, nope, yep.
I know, and it's so difficult. You're squeezing out water from a stone.
Right, right. We've had one or two of those, to be fair, haven't we?
Yeah.
In our time.
Tough.
It's been tough times.
But lucky there's two of us.
Right.
So it is all by herself.
I know.
Guess what? Next time, have a co-host.
Absolutely. Right. 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember if you want to take part in our giveaway. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. We're going to move on to news from Page 2. Adeline, you're up first.
Extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Okay, so tonight I'll be talking about jewelry made out of breast milk. Okay?
When you first told me this, I thought this was a bit of a joke. But it's not, is it?
Okay, I've heard of soaps made out of breast
milk.
I've heard of
ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, ice cream as well. Okay.
I'm not joking.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know. I've heard of like other stuff, like
but not jewelry. Right? Okay, this story is in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
So this lady, she actually came up with the idea because she fell in love. It came up from a love of breastfeeding the son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she said that, you know, you're up all night sometimes and it can be painful and, you know, such a peaceful time with just you and your baby. So she think that, okay, you know what? Let's just make into jewelry.
I mean, okay, so I have a logistical question, right? Milk is a liquid.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
There's a process to
it. Okay, go on then.
So she said that the process involves adding a preservative to the milk and then allowing it to sit in the refrigerator for about a week.
A week?
A week.
Okay.
Okay, and then after that, the process turns the milk into a pliable solid and then it can be shaped and then colored. Can be colored as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can have pink mm-hmm. breast milk, and then before it being covered in a top coat resin that hardens and protects the milk.
Right.
Okay.
So
now,
there's a lot of processing
to it.
Okay,
Adeline and Richard, I'm sure you guys haven't experienced
nope.
breastfeeding before.
No.
Nope. You
nope.
don't have
we've
children.
Seen, we've seen.
Do you know how difficult it is to get breast milk?
Mm-hmm.
And just wasting it
and, you know,
and freezing it and
no.
making it into jewelry is like you it's, might as well just
and it's not
bury
all,
gold.
It's not all her breast milk. Okay, so she produced breast milk, but she had, because she posted them online.
I know what you're gonna say. She had friends who wanted to help contribute.
Not friends.
No.
People around the world.
Oh, really?
People, she started a Facebook page, there's Instagram. So people around the world, they actually contributed their breast milk.
So random people are sending this woman their breast milk.
Yeah, she said that, I have milk from Indonesia, Canada, in the UK, France, and all over the world. She said, I receive milk every day.
You've got to feel sorry for her postman, surely. Surely.
You know. I'm sure some has turned sour.
Exactly.
And
I mean,
like, you get sour jewelry.
Are you going to taste it, jewelry?
Oh, stop it. An entirely
and
a different
colored
thing.
Colored one as well.
Okay, okay. Oh, an entirely wow. different thing to the milkman. Right, Belinda, you have a story which
yes,
is related,
which is,
right?
While we're on the topic of breasts, and, well, recently on the show on Bella, we actually spoke about this, the ethics of breastfeeding in
right.
public. And right after the show, I saw this video of a social experiment that this guy did where he placed a model who was dressed really like in a low-cut top and you can see cleavage and everything in a bench on the mall. And then the next, he sort of put a breastfeeding mother who was dressed very conservatively, couldn't see anything at all. And the reaction was just ridiculous. People
right.
like, you know, for the model, people were like, wow, admiring her and looking at her one kind. And one even came up to chat to her.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. then once they put the mother on, immediately people were like, oh my gosh, it's so disgusting.
Right.
Can you do this somewhere else? And like, you know... But I guess what we're trying to say here, I think what I'm trying to say here is like people have sort of over-sexualized breasts.
I agree. I agree.
Like they cannot see it for what it was supposed to do, which
right.
is to feed our child.
Right. Mm.
And they only see it in terms of sexual.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sexual.
Much sure she covered her breast.
You couldn't
as
see
well.
A thing.
I mean, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing. What is wrong with breastfeeding in public?
I mean,
your kid needs to
what
eat.
What do you think, Adeline?
Like, I mean, your kid needs to
if you
eat.
See a lady breastfeeding in public, what would you do?
Nothing. Just let her be.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, what would you want to do? You said that you're disgusting. Can you just move? What
actually,
are you gonna say?
Women, I saw women actually came up to the lady and said that you shouldn't do this here. You should do
that
this
That was what surprised me most. That was what surprised me
Did the lady ask her?
Yes, the lady asked
That's just
her.
Ridiculous.
Like from a point of view of a man, like, if you were to see a breastfeeding mother, maybe you can see a little bit of the cleavage when she's feeding the baby. Would you do anything?
No, of course not. I mean, I grew up, you know, seeing it regularly. Mm. It was around me. It was a normal thing for my family and my mum's friends and family. You know, so for me, I never saw it as anything else apart from a feed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and you'd kind of turn your head away. You'd let them do what they needed to do.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes, half an hour later, you're like, okay, you know, everything's back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was never something that became sexualized. It was none of that those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of it boils down to where we are geographically, culturally, one thing or another. Some people are just more accepting of it than others, you know.
No,
right?
I was thinking maybe Malaysians couldn't accept this because
right.
there was a picture that went viral here
yeah.
in Malaysia of
yeah.
a feeding mother who took a selfie and posted it up on Facebook.
Right.
But this video was done in America
right.
where it is actually legal
yeah.
to breastfeed anywhere you like in public. Yeah. So it's not only us that are close-minded.
I agree. I think it's the internet. We blame the internet. Seriously.
It's true.
Okay, very quickly, this story that I picked up, it's coming out of Holland. We've heard about these drones that are flying around everywhere and one thing or another. And not too long ago, the Japanese police said that they are trying a new idea where they have a giant drone that has a net on the bottom to catch the smaller drones, right? Sounds very cool. Okay, but that means that you have to have somebody flying this other drone. Mm. So the Dutch police are actually trying an idea where they use eagles to catch other drones. So you see these eagles swoop in, pick up this drone, and then drop it off somewhere nice and safe.
Mm.
Nature's idea to a nasty habit, right? My question is, though, I mean, you've got these eagles that are clearly trained to, like, swoop in midair and catch their prey on one thing or another. Yet you have these rotors that are spinning. You have an eagle coming with its claws.
Oh,
I'm just a bit worried that eagle, they're going to get damaged or one thing or another. But you should see the video. It's really, really cool. This eagle swooping down, picking up this drone and just bump, dropping it on the floor nice and gently.
But they're small drones, right?
They're much smaller drones. Mm-hmm. And that's been the topic of debate, is whether or not, you know, how big can the drones be before you think you have to stop sending out an eagle or one thing or another. But seriously, check out the video. It's very, very cool.
We're going to post it up on social media?
Post it up on there. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gents, we're at that time where we've got to move on to Smarty Pants, Belinda. You know what it is, right?
Yes, I do.
Sounds like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
So the plan is you have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can.
Okay.
You don't know the answer, say
no
skip.
Pressure.
No pressure. No pressure. It's just a bit of fun. So we're going to start with your 3 minutes now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The Gold Rush was an 1849 movement where gold was found in which U.S. state? Arizona or California?
Arizona.
The company Starbucks is reportedly named after a character in which novel? Of Mice and Men or Moby Dick?
Moby Dick.
Robbie Williams used to be a part of which British boy band? Blue or Take That?
Take That.
What type of creature is a dragonette? An insect or a fish?
Dragonette fish?
Yes. Sarima Ibrahim was born in which country, Malaysia or Ireland?
Ireland.
Which movie was said to be the pioneer of the summer blockbuster movement, Jaws or Star Wars?
Jaws.
What is the name of the show where contestants are asked to do disgusting and awful things? Is it Wipeout or Fear Factor?
Fear Factor.
In filmmaking, what does the sound mixer call out before shooting a scene? Listen up or sound speed?
Sound speed.
Hong Kong actor Daniel Wu was born in which country? Hong Kong, China, or America?
America.
The stomach of which animal is traditionally used in making Scottish haggis? Is it cow or sheep?
Sheep.
In which state would you find Pulau Tioman? Terengganu or Pahang?
Tioman. Terengganu.
Correct. What type of instrument does the famous Yo-Yo Ma play? The violin or the cello?
Cello.
What exactly is a vichyssoise? Is it a handbag or a soup?
A vichyssoise.
A vichyssoise.
Well, definitely not handbags or soup.
Okay. Complete this Oasis songline. Please don't put your life in the hands of a what band?
Rock and roll man.
In which year did Margaret Thatcher become British Prime Minister?
Oh,
76 or 79?
79.
Which writer coined the phrase, youth is wasted on the young? John Steinbeck or George Bernard Shaw?
Skip.
A Negroni is a popular cocktail from which country? France or Italy?
Skip.
The former penal colony, Devil's Island, lies in which ocean? The Atlantic or the Pacific?
The Atlantic.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
4.
Which chemical element is also known as inflammable air? Nitrogen or hydrogen?
Inflammable air. Hydrogen?
Which football team does Neymar currently play for? PSG or Barcelona?
Barcelona.
What special celebration takes place on the 1st of April each year?
April Fool's.
In Titanic, what object does Rose use to float on the water?
A door.
What does the clothing brand DKNY stand for?
Donna Karan New York.
The Fountain of Wealth is located in which Asian city? Singapore or Taiwan?
Fountain of Wealth? I have no idea.
Skip.
Skip.
Okay, this is a tough one. Complete this movie title, Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying About Stop Worrying and...
I have no idea. Sorry, skip.
Who was the lead actor in the 1995 film Braveheart? Russell Crowe or Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
Final question. How many pins are there at the start of a bowling game?
10?
Well done. Take a very short break, folks. We'll be back to find out how well she did on Smarty Pants. We are in the studio, of course, with Belinda Chi, me and her.
Adeline, you mean?
That's the one. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
And I'm Belinda Chi. A
lot of dings there, Belinda.
Plenty.
How well do you think you did?
I don't know. Those, some of the questions were really just...
I know, right?
Above me. I'm like,
we have some, and I'm like, even when I'm reading them, I'm like, really? This is a tough one, this. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch and take part in the giveaway, of course, 016-201-9000. Oh, you're a bit slow on that belt. 016-201-9000.
There we go.
And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Okay, so let's go through some of the questions you got wrong first.
Okay, so the first one, the Gold Rush was an 1849 movement where gold was found in which U.S. state is in California. Mm-hmm. In which state would you find Pulau Tioman is in Pahang?
I should have known that. I've been to Tioman twice.
A Negroni is a popular cocktail from which country? Is Italy? The Fountain of Wealth is located in which Asian city? It's Singapore. Complete this movie title, Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Of course, we all knew that, right? Mm. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Belinda Chi scored 22 points.
Well done.
Well done.
22 right. Out of what? A possible 28.
No, it was 28.
Pretty good. Oh, cool. Okay, it's almost time for us to wrap up the show. Belinda, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure to have you here. Yeah. I hope you have a lot of fun doing what you're doing next time. I hope you're not left in the lurch like has happened before.
Are you going into acting again?
Hopefully. Nothing's been confirmed so far. But yeah, just taking it easy for now. Just doing Bella and voiceovers. That's about it. And taking care of my daughter. Yeah.
What's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle. Mm-hmm. How old is Danielle now?
She is 4. Oh. She'll be 5 this year. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Right. We've got some silly facts we want to throw out. Adeline, I know you had 3. Now you're down to... Oh, you had four.
Oh, you're looking at my sheet.
Come on then. Give me what
okay,
you got.
Okay, I'll give you one. So in Nevada, it is illegal to kiss with a moustache.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
You can't kiss with a moustache.
Why
can't... So you can't be kissing someone with a moustache?
Mm-hmm.
It's
Are
illegal.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's illegal.
That is one of the weirdest facts. I have to find out more about this. That's fascinating.
Give me a fact.
Okay, in the US military, they have a 26-page manual on baking brownies and oatmeal cookies.
They should...
26 pages to make cookies.
What's wrong with 26 pages?
Why would you need 26 pages?
There are lots of different types of cookies. Right?
Yeah.
No. It's on one recipe. It's not for multiple. This is for one recipe.
How many processes there?
Exactly. I mean, it's all a process.
One, pick up a spoon. Right. Get a bowl. Right. What else?
I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This has been...
Belinda Chi.
Good night, folks. We will be back, of course, from Deepest Darkest Banda Atama. Good night.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.